So Scotland have a double header against Lithuania and Malta over the next week. Next month, there's another two qualifiers against Slovenia and Slovakia. Don't mix them up. And Scotland are currently slumped in fourth place in the World Cup qualification group. It doesn't look like we're going to Russia next year. So is this finally Gordon Strachan's last hurrah as Scotland boss? Whether he leaves on good or bad terms, are these his last four games as manager of the national team?
I don't get any feeling that either party really want to take it beyond this point. I think two campaigns, if it's going to be two failed qualifying campaigns, there was enough of a debate after the first one whether he was going to stay or not. I can't see a situation if it's unsuccessful again, we don't end up going to Russia. That run's extended to 20 years without a major tournament where Gordon Strachan could possibly stay on.
Stefan?
Yeah, I agree largely with what Scott said there. I think, it's kind of just died a slow death, I feel, this kind of relationship between Scotland and Gordon Strachan. There's no real appetite from the fans. As ever, the SFA are just kind of doing whatever they possibly can to piss the least amount of people off as possible. And I think that will mean that it does die. Like I said, a slow death, and it'll be a whimper, and then we'll find
Unless
something
there's a
else.
miraculous turnaround in the next four games.
Yeah,
Yeah.
which seems unlikely.
Yeah, how would you evaluate this campaign as a whole? I mean, has there been any progress at all? I mean, the last campaign for the Euros obviously ended in failure, but there were kind of green shoots at certain points of the campaign. Has there been anything in this campaign that we can take encouragement from?
I mean, we beat Malta, so that's something, isn't it? No, I mean, again, I think there's been very little progress under Strachan. I think the Scotland squad, it just seems to be, there's no real continuity between the squads and between the teams he's picked, perhaps to a certain extent. None of the players seem to get any better. I don't think there's any real coherence here. And so even if we were to suggest there's a campaign that, the SFA and Strachan and his coaching staff decided, right, okay, we'll just chalk this one off and get some experience and build towards the next one. I don't even feel that was the case either.
There's two things. The fact that there's a desperation for Scotland to qualify after all the time that there's been, think it's easy to judge. We either qualify and it's good, or we don't and it's bad. And if you're a Scotland manager, you've either got to be bringing through like a team that you can see where they're going, like a kind of team of youngsters are making progression, or you're right in the mix to qualify. And it doesn't really feel as if we've done either in this campaign. And I think that's where a lot of the frustration comes from.
Is there maybe a, I don't want to say a risk, because maybe it would come to something good, but the last couple games, the last few games have been a little bit better. The home game against Slovenia, I know it wasn't exactly an exhilarating performance, but got the win out of it, and then there was obviously the game against England. Is maybe towards the end of this campaign, or Scotland maybe building towards something, and then if that does happen, and even if we don't qualify, Strachan could stay on another year, or does it feel like he's himself, for his own kind of personal satisfaction, he'll be leaving at the end of this?
Well, I don't see. I mean, again, I think it's these four games will decide. But a hypothetical where maybe do well, that will maybe set up for the next guy. But I don't see a situation or scenario where the four games then allow things to continue as they were. The start of the campaign has left us with a hell of a lot of catching up to do, and that's where we find ourselves just now. As I say, without that kind of look to the future, it doesn't seem to be. We're the oldest team out of any of the world's top 50 in qualifying for Euro 2016. We've crept back up to an average age of 28. It doesn't seem as if those two things are kind of coming together. So no, I don't see that.
Would the best course of action for planning for the future have been to make a change after the England game against the game against England at Wembley in the first half of the campaign, which would have meant the new man, whoever that is, would have had a bit of a bedding in period with a bit of an induction to the national team, whereas now, the new guy, whoever it is, after Strachan's going to come in, and that pressure's going to be directly on. And would it have been good to have a few dead rubber games where the new guy could have experimented with a few things? Kind of like, Walter Smith when he came in and replaced Bertie Vogts, and then the next campaign was really where things started to happen.
Yeah, I mean, your 3-minute question there kind of made the point itself. No, absolutely. And I think to add to your own long-winded answer,
All right, okay, the
I
question took a
feel
little while to get out, so
I
let me
feel
live.
I feel actually not only in terms of there could have been a decent transition with managers, there could have been a decent transition with the squad itself actually. I feel like there's actually a good I'm trying not to get ahead of myself, but there are a good decent amount of young players who I feel Strachan has, I don't know, maybe just the way he is, but he seems to be put off bringing them through perhaps as quickly as someone who, you know, would have brought fresh eyes to the concept. You know, the likes of McGinn or a lot of the Celtic players, even Griffiths actually, to a certain extent, he delayed bringing him into the national team for as long as he could.
I mean, if there was going to be a change, I think it had to be at that point, given that there was then the 4 month break before we played back in March. But I mean, ultimately, as soon as they made that decision that Strachan was going to stay on, I think it made sense to give him the rest of the campaign. If it's going to be another failure, then it's two failed attempts under his watch. And, you know, Strachan had, when he came in, when Levine went, he had those dead rubbers, and although it did help us for a little bit of time, ultimately, if we're going to qualify for a tournament, I don't think it really matters too much, because a new guy in 2018 is going to have friendly games at the start of the year anyway, so you're going to get those kind of warm-up matches. I don't think it makes a huge difference not making that change now. I think whoever they look for, they've got to look outside the box.
Yeah, I mean, I think what tends to be the underlying current here to what's going on, which I thought was a really strong theme when, you know, initially back in January when they were Willie wanted with Strachan, it seems to be as though the SFA don't really have any ideas of what they want. It seemed as though they were waiting to see what Gordon Strachan wanted to do. It seems they might have already been in agreement between Strachan and SFA as to whether he will leave the end of this qualifying campaign, but I think it could largely be down to what he wanted to do, which
it's not a healthy situation.
Yeah, exactly. It's not at all.
I mean, it's not how things theoretically should work.
Has he had too much control over the SFA to basically dictate what he wants to do? It seemed like at the end of the last campaign, it wasn't the SFA's decision, it was Strachan's decision.
I think that's entirely the problem. I think Strachan's came in. When he did join, there was a genuine feel good feeling about him as a coach. A lot of people thought he was a good get as a national team coach.
People tend to forget that at the start of the European qualification campaign as well. You know, the first half of that was pretty positive.
I think he split his reign into two parts. I think the first part, 2013 to 2015, was largely positive. We got some good results away from home in friendlies and in qualifiers. And then pretty much from 2015 onwards, we went off a cliff, and we've never really recovered from the Georgia game away. We were never able to get that capital back because of when it was in the campaign. And sadly, the kind of start to this one is always left us playing catch up. And, you know, it's that point where if you split it into two, it can be quite hard to judge. But at the moment, it's going to end in a negative, and that's obviously not what anyone wanted.
Looking at the squad he's picked for these games against Lithuania and Malta, there are a few kind of young players in there, you know, bright futures ahead of them. I'm looking at, you know, Stuart Armstrong and I don't know if you can class Griffiths as a young player anymore, but it took him a while to come into that national team. Is that maybe one of the biggest issues with Strachan, is that he takes too long to blood players into the national team? I mean, Stuart Armstrong and Tom Kearney for two, I know Kearney has pulled out of this squad, but they should have more caps than they already have, shouldn't they?
Yeah, perhaps, but I think maybe the better example for me anyway is Callum McGregor in this squad. I mean, if there's one thing we surely learned from the game in March, which was by far our best performance of the campaign, was that we took on the kind of continuity that Celtic had in the spine of that team, and that produced the best performance. Stuart Armstrong produced one of the best Scotland debuts Gordon Strachan said he'd ever seen. So surely, rather than going for James Morrison, who, listen, fine servant to Scotland, but we know what he can do, surely giving Callum McGregor a chance, A, because he's got so many of his teammates, he's in the form of his life, in the long term, whether it's for under Strachan or under a new manager, we'd learn a hell of a lot more. And I think there's been a few examples of that where maybe we haven't blooded people in, where maybe other countries, when they've got someone in form, they just say, no, we're going to put them in. And instead, we seem a bit reluctant to do that, and that creates this disconnect, I think, between some of the fans and how they feel about this team. There's no real characters, there's no real love in the same way that you'd kind of Faddy and all those kind of heroes and things. There doesn't really seem to be that in this squad.
Yeah, it's just a little bit faceless, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I think Gordon Strachan's personality is all over the problems of the Scotland squad. I think he as a coach can be quite stubborn at times over who he picks. I think he's very stubborn over accepting when he's wrong as well, actually. I think he's quite loyal to certain players, which would explain why we've got such a, you know, an average age, a high average age in the Scotland squad. But in terms of his coaching style, he's never been one who's quite easy to move, you know, with the times or with tactics, or quite happily throw someone else in. And we've seen that time and time again. And as we said, with the Scotland squad alone, McGregor is a perfect example. But even players like Armstrong and Kearney, and even like the fullbacks like Shinney, Tierney, you know, Robertson as well, these are only, eventually these guys might get into the squad. You know, Tierney maybe at right back, is Stuart Armstrong in the middle is perhaps an example where, you know, he's only willing to accept that that might work maybe 6 months after the fact. It's the same with Griffiths actually as well. He waited a long time to bring Griffiths in.
That was the point I was making with Griffiths, is, you know, not a young player anymore, but he waited years to bring Griffiths in.
You're not a fan, are you?
No, I'm not a fan. I'm absolutely not a fan. I'm not, hopefully that made that clear. Yeah.
looking at the young players and the makeup of the squad, how are Scotland set for the next few years, whether that's with Strachan in charge or not?
I'm not sure we're particularly great in a lot of areas of the team. I mean, I think while we seem to have found a temporary solution in terms of fullbacks, with Tierney being so adaptable that he can play in the right and Roberts on the left, there's no real young goalkeepers coming through. Our centre half problems still remain years on. You know, we're pinning a lot of hopes in John Souter, it seems, to be one of those guys coming through. We're well stocked in midfield, but in terms of out-and-out wingers, are we in particularly great shape there? In terms of young players, I wouldn't necessarily say we are. And then in terms of strikers, you look at the makeup of the strikers, Griffiths is 27. Mm-hmm. You know, you've got Chris Martin, Stephen Naismith, who have been mainstays in the squad, Stephen Fletcher as well, all kind of either hitting 30 or come towards that point. So are we really there? I think there's some areas we're well stocked in, other areas not so much.
Yeah, I made the point about to you, Stefan, a couple of weeks ago about the goalkeeping thing. Jordan Archer's call up, I can't say I've watched a great deal of him or watched a lot of Millwall, but that to me says that we might have a goalkeeping problem in a few years, which is ridiculous to think, because we had it so good with goalkeepers for so long, and now it's as if, can we produce some players that are spread across the team? Because of course now we've got two excellent left backs.
I'd be asking some questions if you had been watching a bit of Millwall. Would think you're one of those casuals.
But I think that's the just to add on to what Scott was saying there. I think, you know, the next coach who comes in is going to have to be one who is genuinely tactically diverse, and they can learn to bring players who don't play in certain positions into other ones. You know, you do see that at the very top of the game with the likes of Pep Guardiola, all sorts of coaches who can turn a fullback into a centre mid or a centre mid into a centre defence. You know, that's just the way the modern game is now, and that's what a new coach for Scotland might have to do if we continue to have no defenders and about 12 good centre backs.
What you're saying is Chris Martin at centre back is basically what you're saying.
I'd rather Chris Martin didn't even get on the bus, if I'm honest with you.
I do take that point, but I mean, ultimately, if you're Scotland manager, you know, I mean, I've given a few examples before, but ultimately I do sympathise up to a point with Strachan, where ultimately everyone just wants to qualify. They don't really care how. So that balancing act's incredibly tough to do. So, you know, if it's a new guy coming in, he's going to be under the exact same pressure.
Mm-hmm. When we are looking for the next Scotland manager, I'll just put this bluntly, who is it? Who's the next guy that takes over from Strachan? Is there anyone, an obvious candidate? Is it going to be Alex McLeish again?
I think there's one obvious one, it's obviously Michael O'Neill, and then after that, the list gets pretty sparse, anyway. And that's a problem, I think, because international football is now, it's an old man's game, and we do have a fair amount of young, interesting coaches in Scotland.
Yeah, well, if you were bringing in the kind of the best Scottish coach at the moment, you'd be looking at Derek McInnes, but he's not going to want to take it at this point in his career.
I don't see him wanting to take it at this point. I think the people that you will see mentioned, yeah, you'll probably see Alex McLeish mentioned. David Moyes was doing some work for the SFA today. But I mean, personally, you know, you've maybe seen social media, your Bob Bradley for Scotland campaign. Obviously, he's now gone to LAFC, so I think that was potentially a missed opportunity. But I think we should go and at least explore the foreign route again. You know, I know it didn't work particularly brilliantly with Bertie Vokes, although he did get us to a playoff, but I think I'd be willing to explore the foreign route, see who would be interested in the job, and then make a decision from there. You just never know what kind of coach. So much of international football is about getting teams organised, and there's plenty of managers out there you'd think would be interested in the job.
So it's decided Sven-Goran Eriksson for Scotland 2018 then?
You know, it's more glamorous than China, isn't it?
He's surely retired by now, isn't he?
Pundits is a new weekly football show coming to you on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and in podcast form too. Please like this video and subscribe to our page. It means a lot. See you again soon.